Soon, medical visits in the YK Delta could become simpler and possibly safer. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is working on a new elaborate electronic health record system so village clinics and the hospital in Bethel can share patient information in moments. From KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has more.
Dozens and dozens of people are using laptops inside an open room about half the size of a football field. They're working as a team testing out YKHC's electronic health record system. YKHC Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says the system will greatly improve communication throughout the corporation and ultimately provide patients with better care.
So if a patient's in a village, that the doctor in Bethel can see the information that the health aide enters, and that I can transmit information to pharmacy and to the radiologists and so on and so forth. So just to make sure that all the pieces work together.
Currently, Hodges says, YKHC has an old school health record system, literally pen and paper, files and folders.
This will completely eliminate all of that because it will all be available on the computer. And so the doctor in Bethel can just log onto the computer and have access to everything that's happened to the patient.
Hodges says this EHR system, which uses the internet to communicate, has been a long time in the making.
For the past year almost, we've been working on actually building the electronic health record from scratch.
But YKHC hasn't done it alone. They've had a lot of help from people like Mike Reeves.
In the old way of doing business, you had an illegible handwriting issue or an interpretation of the physician's handwriting issue that would be misinterpreted by a nurse. Well, that can't happen under the system.
Reeves is an executive from Cerner, the company out of Kansas City that's helping YKHC build their EHR system. He says the system will have automatic alerts that pop up if a patient is allergic to a drug or if two prescriptions would be dangerous if taken together.
You know, things like this are built into the system, which improves the overall quality of the health care provided.
Both Reeves and Hodges are seated at different tables in the room. Each table represents a department within the health corporation with furious testers trying to find glitches.
So for example, at the physician table where I'm at, there's two physicians and then there's two Cerner employees who are our design consultants who are helping us get everything absolutely right.
YKHC plans on taking a few months to work out all the kinks before unveiling the system officially on January 28th. But when the EHR is finally rolled out, Howard says there is a backup system in case the electronic record goes down.
So we'll have a backup system that involves paper. So they'll be able to document, as they always have been, on paper and use phones to communicate with us.
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.